Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast entitled, Watching Our National Descent into Deception. I am appalled that some people I once regarded as having good judgment are falling in step with the horde that is marching off the cliff into the abyss of tyranny. What led up to our national descent into deception? Are we hopelessly past the point of no return? How do we survive and thrive in a world gone mad? The source of all truth is God. The Bible tells us that Jesus is the incarnation of truth and is absolutely truthful and faithful. John 14:6. We learn about and experience truth from Him. The world's problem is that almost from the very beginning, humanity chose to reject God and truth, which plunged us all into deception, destruction, and death. It is impossible to escape the downward spiral of deception without renouncing our sinful denial and rejection of God. Until we come under God's guidance and learn how to draw our life from Him, we will continue to be deceived by default. It cannot be otherwise. Truth does not exist outside of God. Increasingly, the United States is turning away from God and biblical truth, causing us to descend headlong into destructive and enslaving deception. Paul's description of this madness is playing out before our very eyes. You can read it in Romans 1, verses 28 through 32. What is most startling to me, however, is not that people in the world are plunging off the cliff into darkness. I find it incomprehensible that those who name the name of Christ are imbibing from the intoxicating well of deception too. Entire denominations have embraced anti-biblical positions regarding sex, gender, marriage, and abortion. They do this because they want to be loved by the world more than they desire to be faithful to God. Only godless individuals would trade in their eternal reward to gain such approval, leaving me with the conclusion that they never knew God in the first place. 1 John 2:18 through 21 talks about this. Dear children, the last hour is here. You have heard that the Antichrist is coming, and already many such Antichrists have appeared. From this we know that the last hour has come. These people left our churches, but they never really belonged with us. Otherwise, they would have stayed with us. When they left, it proved that they did not belong with us. Our Lord Jesus is separating the wheat from the chaff. Luke 3:17. He is removing the weeds from the good grain. Matthew 13:30. Our loyalty to biblical truth reveals our loyalty to Christ. Embracing lies is a form of idolatry, since Jesus is the truth. We dare not trade biblical truth for the fashionable positions of the world, even if it means being persecuted for it. Satan is determined to peel people away from God and biblical truth. Satan will make sure that those who faithfully cling to God and the Bible will pay a price. However, God will ensure that those who endure suffering for His sake will gain a reward. Jesus said to the people who believed in Him, "You are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings." and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 8:31 and 32. Do not be deceived. It is impossible to be a follower of Christ without being faithful to his teachings. Our nation may have already gone beyond the point of no return. It increasingly looks that way. However, for you as an individual, there is still hope. If you have strayed away from Christ and what the Bible teaches, repent and come back into the truth. Don't participate in the great end time apostasy. Let me close with three scriptures. Hebrews 3:12 says, "Be careful then, dear brothers and sisters, make sure that your own hearts are not evil and unbelieving, turning you away from the living God." Next, 2 Peter 3:17. "I am warning you ahead of time, dear friends, be on guard so that you will not be carried away by the errors of these wicked people and lose your own secure footing." And lastly, an encouraging word from Jude 1:24. "Now all glory to God, who is able to keep you from falling away and will bring you with great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault."